with information and analysis so that we can try to make sense of sometimes what seems to be an insane world. Right now, you are an important part of keeping these airwaves accessible, of making sure the lights stay on, and making sure that we are here to help train community members to become citizen journalists, to participate in community radio, to create the programs that you rely on to inform you. It's a big circular design, really. It's integrated. It's holistic community organizing with a little platform and amplification for views and ideas and dialogue. It's your community radio station, KBOO. Call right now, 877-500-5266, and let us know you're there and that you give a damn that you are able to go ahead and contribute to community radio by, say, a monthly deduction from your checking account. You could start it for as low as $5 a month, and you can make it as high as however you would like to make it. I do know we have many people contributing at a $5 level. I always suggest give an hour's wage every month as a way of sort of evening things out. I know we have people that contribute $30 and $40 a month. We have folks from around the area giving what they can give, and we're asking you to renew your membership today or to make a new membership to KBOO today so that you, in fact, can be a part of this. 877-500-5266 or drop on by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
And I mentioned a little earlier some of the thank you gifts. I'd like to mention we have a whole bunch of nice books for a $60 minimum pledge, Dollarocracy, How the Money and Media Election Complex is Destroying America. That can be yours for a $60 minimum pledge. Digital Disconnect, How Capitalism is Turning the Internet Against Democracy. Same thing, that's Robert McChesney, a really great investigative reporter and scholar. Spying on Democracy by Heidi Boghossian. Oil and Honey, The Education of an Unlikely Activist by Bill McKibben. 22 Ideas to Fix the World, Conversations with the World's Foremost Thinkers. The Five Stages of Collapse, Survivor's Toolkit Paperback by Dmitry Orlov. And so many more. We've got dozens of these books available for you for a $60, some a $75 minimum pledge. So please, if that is an added incentive for you to support this radio station, give us a call at 877-500-5266, or you go online at kboo.fm. Those are some of the ways where there's so many different reasons or to support. We know you listen to KBOO. If you're listening right now, it's likely you listen other times of the week and of the day. And we're here. We're here regularly. We're here 24/7. And there's just so many reasons to support us. But basically, it comes down to you stepping up, you know, and just taking that responsibility like you do in other areas of your life. You know, we come out, it seems like we're free. You just turn on the radio or you open up the internet, you click the mouse, and you get KBOO. But, you know, it does cost money. There's expenses involved. We do a whole lot with a whole little. Only $739,000 operating budget last year. We really stretched that out to do all the production, to maintain the equipment, to pay the electric bill, all those things that it takes to keep a community radio station on the air. So if you value it, give us a call at 877-500-5266. We have volunteers ready to take your call right now. So please help us out, 877-500-5266.
And again, 20 Southeast 8th, the place to come if you would like to get a tour of the station, meet the folks that create the content, and maybe even check into creating content yourself. We have a vital news and public affairs department. I got to say, KBOO is blessed amongst community radio stations. I have traveled around. I have talked to folks from many community stations, and they are impressed as all get out that we are able to bring about, 8 hours every day. 9 hours every day of news and public affairs information. So we do that because we have over 500 volunteers participating in this community radio station, and we are supported further by over 5,000 members just like you right now. So you can contribute, sustain the effort, make sure that the equipment is there so that volunteers from the communities can come in and get trained and create what is really quite labor-intensive programming. It takes a long time to create a public affairs show, actually. In its general rule in editing, it takes about an hour of editing time if you're doing a fairly complex little piece, about an hour of editing time for every minute you hear on the air. And that's the kind of energy that you are supporting with your contribution right now, because the people here doing that work are volunteers. They're doing it because they are passionate about news and information. They're passionate about community. They are passionate about social change and sharing information as a way of bettering the world. So right now you can support their efforts with a little of your hard-earned money. Again, $60 a year, $100 a year. Somebody listening right now, $500 for your community radio station. It's something that you can do. We would love to accept that gift from you and let you know more about being a member of Community Radio. It's important that we keep sharing this resource. 877-500-5266. I see we have another special friend joining us. Shahid Hamid, host of It Takes a Village, has taken to the air room right now. And Shahid has been involved with KABU since, gosh, the late 70s. I was going to say, but I don't know a year. And we thank you for all of the incredible work and programs that you have contributed to over the years, Shahid. And back now with the latest program that you have brought in, which is It Takes a Village.
It Takes a Village, and we're going to begin this segment in just a minute. And I want to talk more about my involvement and KBOO, obviously. This is a very special time, and we want you to stay tuned right here on 90.7 FM. We want to acknowledge it's a very special time here at KBOO. Many of you are aware of our membership requirements, and it's a requirement because that's the only way we can stay on the air. I'm Shahid, and this is It Takes a Village. And today I want to talk a little bit about Mr. Donald Sterling, okay, and the controversy that has arisen around the LA Clippers and a lot of comments that he made that's in the news. But first, again, I want to encourage you to dial our pledge number, our membership number, 877-500-5266, and support this radio station. You know, sometimes I sit and just think about the impact KABU has on the city, on the lives, the cultural and social lives of those of us who reside here in the City of Roses. And as Ani, our volunteer coordinator, mentioned, I came to this radio station in 1980. And like many of you, when I moved to Portland, it didn't take me long to find KBOO. It was the only station that played any sort of African-American, consistent African-American issues or music, or dealt with issues affecting the police, affecting various aspects of our social life here in Portland. So if you've been listening to me for over the years, you know my commitment. And that commitment still resides right here on 90.7 FM. If you support this radio station, if you support this kind of programming, please give us a call at 877-500-5266. And if you want to address the Donald Sterling issue, give me a call at 231-8187, 503-231-8187, if you have a comment, because I certainly do. And I think this whole controversy points to me, and this is my opinion, and I'm amazed that it took this for many people to see that when we look at the NFL, when we look at the NBA, to me, they're nothing more than modern day plantations. And the players that are playing are nothing more than glorified sharecroppers. Why do I say that? Because Donald Sterling let us know how the owners really feel. And I don't think that that's an anomaly. I think that that's relatively true. Another reason is 75% of the NBA are African Americans, yet how many teams do they own? What do they own? Michael Jordan is an exception. He owns one team, and the rest are white owned. Someone said that I believe it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and a host of folks said that he's been like this for years. It's not anything new. 503-231-8187. If you have any comments or if you have any views on Mr. Donald Sterling, okay, not Donald Trump, Donald Sterling. See, Donald Trump let his hair go gray. 503-231-8187. Also, again, please call up, become a member of KBO, this wonderful radio station, by going to your telephone right now and dialing 877-500-5266. On this program, It Takes a Village, we've managed to have a lot of a variety of subjects that we've dealt with. I come on once a month, the first Friday of every month. And we've dealt with a number of subjects. Last month, we had Judge Ansar Haggerty, who was the first African-American male to be appointed a federal judge in this city. A man of many accomplishments. I played football at the University of Oregon, and was a Marine in the Vietnam War, during the Vietnam conflict, and was appointed by President Clinton as our first federal district court judge. And it was a very enlightening discussion, very enlightening conversation. We talked about stand your ground law. We talked about affirmative action. We talked about, a number of subjects that was very enlightening to hear his comment about Thurgood Marshall. Just a host of people who have achieved as he has achieved. 503-231-8187 is our air room number. This is It Takes a Village. This is a special broadcast due to our membership drive, our efforts to sustain ourselves, and also our efforts to keep this radio station viable and present. And the only way we can do that is by virtue of your help and your support. 503-231-8187 is the number. Or if, again, you'd like to call and support this radio station, 877-500-5266 is our regular number. What a show of some of the shows that you listen to here at Cable Week. Of course, we have Democracy Now! And we have country and western music. We have reggae music. We have folk and oldies. We have blues, again, which I'm a part of. I host a program called Blues and More every other Saturday. I rotate with Mr. Tom Wendt, another gentleman who has been involved in Cable for a significant amount of time and knows, I wager, knows more about the blues than just about anybody in Portland. Said the whole controversy surrounding Oprah Winfrey's efforts to secure a basketball team. That's about the only thing she doesn't have, I guess, at this time. So 503-231-8187 is our airroom number. Again, in my estimation, it just demonstrates that the NBA and the NFL are no more than modern-day plantations for African Americans, who are nothing more than glorified sharecroppers, so to speak. What makes me say that? Well, Donald Sterling's comments, I think, is one indication from his own mouth. And another indication is we do not own anything connected with those two enterprises. And a couple of the owners, I know the owners of the Oklahoma Thunder, he's come out and not necessarily in support of Donald Sterling's comments, but certainly somewhat apologetic for his right to say what he wants to say. I mean, he broke no law, and he is a lawyer with his comments. But I think it's indicative. It demonstrates where his head is really at. 503-231-8187 if you have a opinion, or was he justified, or should he be forced to sell his team? Should he be forced to take a loss? Although he probably won't take a loss, he'd probably make money. 503-231-8187. And again, if you're in the mindset to support this radio station, please give us a call at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. I am Shahid Hamid, and this is It Takes a Village. We broadcast once a month, the first Friday of every month, and we've been on now for quite some time. I would think about four, maybe going on close to 4 or 5 years now. And we've tried to talk about a variety of subjects affecting African Americans, but not limited to African Americans, but issues affecting directly or indirectly us as a community. I think we have one call here in just a minute. Hey, Boo, you on the air?
Hey, this is Wade in Aloha. Mm-hmm. I would say on a level it doesn't matter, and I'm going to say this because there's a guy named Don Imus who said something similar, and I don't even want to use the words, okay? It's just that that guy said crap like that about any branch of people, whether it was Cheap Joe Blow down in the corner or any other group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Every day for decade, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden it's a big thing. Maybe they just wanted to retire him or something, you know. But there's something about you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, but I think these jocks like Rush Limbaugh, pick any number of them, do it every day. It's not a theater that's got, you know, well, you're in your car many times, but no, nobody's going to stampede themselves to death, but mm-hmm. maybe they just go home and yell at their wife, or maybe they just, you know, get a little road rage at the next person who does a random act of dumbness.
have Bill Daly, I think his name, what is it, Bill O'Reilly, pardon me, has he made any comments? Because I know any time he gets on the other side of Al Sharpton, sparks fly. Has he made any comments about this?
I don't really follow the news that much, you know. I can't avoid it because it's on the TV when my wife watches it. Is it? You know, but I like to pick up funny things from time to time. I heard about the controversy, and I think about, I've been talking about this stuff for years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's really funny, just as long as we're on the, because you mentioned the sharecropping thing and blessings, that at least this one guy has been honest or dumb enough to let us know how he really thinks about us. Take a hint about how Washington probably feels about us.
Mm-hmm.
But how people, I have to say, I'm tired of their teams, and that they actually feel like they own them. They call it their team, you know what I'm saying? And if their team wins, they feel great for a week or at least a couple of days. And if their team loses, they feel rotten for a week. And I find that an awful weird mood alteration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was
okay,
surprising.
I like sports. I'd rather play them, you know, but if you want to watch them, fine. But I just can't.
One of the things that surprised me was that the team wasn't a big winning team, and the majority of African Americans were supportive, very supportive of the team for many years, you know, gave a lot of support to the team. When the comments came out, they stuck together and bonded together, and even won the game they was playing.
Well, as you just said that, because I didn't hear that aspect, but I'm just thinking, now, I don't think this guy is as dumb as we think. Now, his team's not doing well. Well, there's a saying in Hollywood, isn't it? There's no such thing as bad publicity. Well, he sure got himself splashed all over the country.
Yeah, he sure,
you know?
Accomplished.
And the team did what? The team said, we'll show him, fill in the blank, you know? Well, that's another way of looking at it.
Well, thank you so much for your comment.
Peace, Shahid. Bless
you. Okay, peace.
You got it, man.
All right. Interesting. There's no such thing as, it would be something if he orchestrated this. Or some of his ad or publicity man orchestrated this whole situation. Bring attention to the team, and certainly with all of this attention he should get a good price if he decides to sell. He has some time, I think. He's deliberating possibly selling, and should he or should he not, and he probably make more money than he did before. 503-231-8187. If you have a comment or you have an observation or like to express your opinion about the Donald Sterling situation, please give us a call at 503-231-8187 is the number. You're listening to It Takes a Village. I'm Shahid, and we're also in the middle of our spring membership drive, and we exist only by virtue of your support and your contributions. You can call our membership drive number at 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and show your support that way. Or you can, again, share your comments, regardless of what they are. We don't necessarily say, and this is what I love about K-Boo, you don't necessarily have to agree with us, okay, to express your opinion, okay? Do we have another call? K-Boo, you're on the air.
Hey.
Question or comment?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you got a comment?
Yeah, I think you said it clearly, and I want to know what you think of this as well. But the proof's in the pudding. If you want to watch where their his beneficiaries are, if they get big cash payments, or that young lady gets another Ferrari or whatever, you know something happened. You know, of course it's a conspiracy. I don't know if they arranged that or made that happen, but it's not outside the realm, because we're talking about big money for these teams, and they're not moneymakers.
He
sure
went. If he did do that, he sure went to great lengths, because his wife was, you know, I mean, to say his girlfriend, he's talking to her on the phone,
yeah,
his girlfriend, he's a married man. You know, that's a heck of a kind of a situation to have to make some
right.
money. But
it just goes to show that the morality lessons we learn when we're in kindergarten or at least grade school about not cheating on your family and so forth. Doesn't matter what
economic
strata you're in.
Yeah, all that's gone now. From politics to sports to entertainment to it's gone. It's gone, that kind of morality, you know, not cheating on your mate. And I mean, you know, he had even President Bill Clinton going to the president's office. I mean, it's really.
There's lip service to it, but no real consequence, because they're still who they are and where they are. So, what do you think about that situation of this being open in American society? This guy gets exposed here, and all hell breaks loose. What was different this time? Is it just because it's the playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah,
so thanks.
Good question.
And this, I think, has just as much to do with class. Mm-hmm. Like the guy said, race, yeah, that's an issue. But it's also about this ownership mentality. Give me a break.
Right,
thank you, sir,
right,
for your show.
Bye. Plantation, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to have to get out of here now. But we want to thank those of you who called. We want to thank those of you who listened religiously to It Takes a Village, and more importantly, those of you who listen religiously to KBOO 90.7 FM, your community radio station. We're going to, just before we kind of leave, we want to touch base with Membership Central and get a couple of comments from them about why you should support this radio station, 90.7 FM. I have with me a couple of volunteers.
Why, hello, Shaheed.
Hello. volunteer coordinator Ani Haynes is standing by, and I was just telling the folks, Ani, the reasons why they should support.
Absolutely.
This.
And you've named pretty much all of them. and right now, you know, you're listening because you want this connection. You know, you're listening because you appreciate what Shaheed does. He's here the first Friday of every month bringing you It Takes a Village. And he's looking at issues that affect our communities. And that is what we do here at Community Radio. It's what we do here at KBOO during the Radio Zine every weekday morning, 9 to noon. We look at a large number of issues through many, many different lenses, so that we can share our perspectives and we can try to make sense of an otherwise insane world. Please support this effort. We can only do it with your help. 877-500-5266 is the number to call right now, or you can also join us online at kboo.fm.
And it takes a whole bunch of supporters to make this village happen, this community radio village. And it's kind of an electronic village. Who said that? Marshall McLuhan, I think. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it is, you know, we're connected in this sort of somewhat...
Medium is the message.
Remember Marshall McLuhan. That's right. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So give us a call at 877-500-5266 if you feel a part of this electronic village and you want to see it grow and prosper and thrive. 877-500-5266. We have some volunteers standing by to take your call right now.
We'd love to raise $100 for It Takes a Village this morning. And with your help, it's possible, right? Because, in fact, It Takes a Village. I love the name of your show, Shahid, because I can work it into so many things.
I'm way ahead of you.
It Takes a Village to, in fact, keep community radio going. And it's important that you do your part right now. 877-500-5266. I want to thank Petit Provence at 4834 Southeast Division. I want to thank Riyadh's Lebanese at 1318 Southeast Hawthorne. And I want to thank West Cafe at 1201 Southwest Jefferson, as all of these restaurants have contributed to our membership drive in a way that makes sense for them. That is, they have provided food for our volunteers today. Now, we would love to hear from you participating in community radio in a way that makes sense to you. That is, supporting us $40 a year, $120 a year, $360 a year. Do you have a dollar a day for your community? Think about that. A dollar a day for your community. Work it out to $30 a month, where it's a lot more reasonable to have a little bite-sized piece, and maybe you can actually afford to be a KBOO hero at a dollar a day. Go ahead and give us a ring, 877-500-5266.
And as I get out of here, I just want to remind folks that, you know, KBOO is the village. You know, you come down to our station and you come down and you meet people and you see diversity in action. And that's one of the reasons why I chose that title for this particular program, because KBOO is the village that we all support, and it's inclusive. So... let's support it. Okay. Yours truly, Shahid, until next month.